It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18
plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cicerino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of August 23rd, 2022, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual.
Yeah, that's right. News AF is back with you, here to bring you concise versions of the top stories going on this week. It'll take a little longer than 10 seconds to tell you about everything that's going on in the world. And here we are back with a man who is killing it over on the Challenge USA. Of course, you know him from being Pickleball's top influencer and Father Nature, our friend Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I am great. Always the highlight of my week to be here. And, you know, just keeping on in the process of pitching a pickleball documentary to all of the streaming channels.
Yes.
And
why would you say that out loud?
Well, why not?
I don't know. That's a pretty good idea. And we know you can throw pitches, so you're good at pitching.
Yeah.
I'm not worried. I mean, you need me to do a pickleball documentary. So
how could you do it without Tyson, Danny?
Exactly.
Well, more and more celebrities are taking up the sport. And I just saw that, what's that guy with the $1 million smile? He used to do American Idol, I think. Now he does a morning
show. Ryan Seacrest?
Plays pickleball. So if he pitches that idea, Tyson.
Who does? Who plays pickleball?
Ryan Seacrest.
Nah.
Seacrest, yeah.
Well,
out.
I'm just saying that you're throwing that idea out there. If he's listening to this, which I'm sure he does, he's going to take it and run.
Yeah, but doesn't he have other stuff? Like, he doesn't need to take the risk right now.
Never have enough.
Okay.
So
here with the man who I guess is simping for Ryan Seacrest these days. It's Danny Bryson.
Danny, are you simping
Who
for
side
Ryan
are you
Seacrest?
On, Danny?
I'm on Tyson's side always. That's why I'm telling him to protect his idea like a rabid dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't just throw it out there for other people to snatch and run with.
Yeah.
True.
Danny, I'm curious. Did you watch the new Game of Thrones this week?
I started.
Yeah.
I usually watch things over a period of days.
Okay.
So why would it? I watched maybe the first third.
Okay. I was just curious to know your thoughts on it.
I stopped watching Game of Thrones, the original one, because it got so boring.
Oh,
wow. Shots fired at J.R.R. Tolkien or whoever created that thing.
George R. Martin, I think.
George R. Martin.
But he didn't write these, or did he?
He did. He did. Yeah.
Oh, he did.
Yes.
Oh, good for him. Another $1 billion. And I got to say that there was nothing wrong with it. It's just I had things to do. So I just hit pause and moved on.
What a flex. Yeah.
Yeah.
So strong.
Danny, what else is going on this week?
Oh, guys. Every now and then you do a job that reminds you of how good you've got.
Oh, okay. Yep. Right? I went on the challenge.
Yes. Yes. Tyson went on the challenge.
That's a job.
And,
yeah.
And yesterday I dug a hole under a deck, crouched over, hitting my head, smacking the shovel into the deck. And it's good to do a job like that every once in a while, because, you know, it reminds you that things could be so much worse.
Where was this at?
It was just up at the ranch, up at work. I had a poor little cement pad under the deck, and it's just like crouching over, hitting the, you know what I mean? You can all picture what's happening there. I thought, this is when you go to hell. We've already discussed one type of hell, which is you have enough internet to have a connection, but not enough to load a page, right? That'll be one like section layer. And then another one will be digging an endless hole in a very small confined space. I'm sure that will also be one of the rings or whatever layers of hell.
You think so? That'll be the terrestrial kingdom?
Yeah, it'll be the place you go to if you never did manual labor and you never had that experience. Because I think that's the key to really making people suffer, is they didn't know it existed and then they're introduced to it for eternity.
Is that why hell's underground, Danny? That it's just everybody digging?
Yes.
With a low ceiling.
Low ceiling, hunched over. You have to get on your knees to like scoop up the dirt by holding choked up on the shovel and tossing
it out to the side. Well, listen, Rich Fleming in the chat is saying that that's not work, that's fun. I'm sure he's referencing what you're saying.
Digging holes can be fun. And as a child, I dug a lot of holes to the consternation of my parents. Right. And we used to put my little brother in the holes and he couldn't get out. But
this is not sleepover party behavior.
No. This is sibling torture. But as an adult, digging holes, not as fun. And turns out always more work.
Although, if you are digging a hole and the shovel just goes in nice and smooth,
like into warm
great butter, doesn't that feel good?
I was hitting rocks. I was hitting rocks.
That doesn't feel good. But like,
Tyson, I'm picturing it. Yeah. I'm getting sweaty just from excitement.
Oh my God. That's what I'm saying. That's like real dad. That's like real dad stuff there is like, you're like,
that was a good shovel full of dirt.
Goes all the way in. You didn't even expect it to. It didn't look like it would. And then you lift it. Oh, my God.
What I was also thinking while I was digging that hole is, I don't think, you know how the big term quietly quitting is now, last week.
I'm like, quietly quitting?
Yeah. I don't think you can quietly quit when you're digging a hole.
Do you want to explain what that is for Tyson and other listeners?
Yeah. Tyson, quietly quitting has been huge this past week. They call it a trend on TikTok. We would call it shirking your duties or slacking off, right?
Yeah.
And at first I thought, it just means not doing a great job at your job. But then this morning I read an article on CNN where they said, no, that's not what it means. It means not doing the tasks that weren't part of your job to begin with. You know, those extracurricular tasks that a boss might give you.
Yeah.
But honestly, I don't know if CNN speaks for everyone, because it really did seem like most people are saying, you know what, I'm just going to kind of do my job and maybe, you know, slack off.
I'm going to see how far I can push it before they fire me.
Okay. That's what quietly quitting is.
Quietly quitting.
Yeah. That's how I mean, that's how you invented going to church.
Yeah.
Well, the millennials or whoever it is that came with this term, think they invented this. This is something that's probably gone on since
probably
the
more Gen
of time.
Z. Yeah.
Well, whoever, you're right, Gen Z. But I thought yesterday when I was doing manual labor, I'm like, when you do manual labor, I don't think you can quietly quit, because the hole has to be dug, right?
Like, right.
There's something quantifiable in front of you that has to be a certain depth and width. And there's no way you can like quietly quit shoveling.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
How?
You just kind of put the shovel up, take a break. When someone comes in and checks on you, be like, yeah, I'm getting it. And then it just, that's pretty much the
stance. But do you have a timeline? I have a timeline. So
yeah, you have a timeline, and then just be like, the ground was too hard. Like, there's ways about it, bro. Or show up late.
It's more difficult. I think it's more difficult than if you work in an office under the glare of the fluorescent lighting then I think it's easier to kind of like those menial tasks and stupid meetings that don't mean anything. That's a waste. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talked years ago about how people would, how much time they wasted on Facebook. That's mm-hmm. quietly quitting, you know, spending time on Facebook rather than filling out TPS yeah. reports.
Well, yeah. that's a, you could be on Facebook on your phone instead of digging. Come on.
Yeah, but I still have to dig a hole and it has to be done by a certain time. It has to be a certain depth and
yeah, width. Just like the menial reports have to be done by a certain time at a certain distance at a certain width.
I don't know. I feel like it's different.
Yeah. So Danny, the all-time worst would be like if you were in like the mob and then they told you to dig your own grave. So that would be a real double whammy for you.
It'd be hard to dig with all the tears. Like, well, and see also, where I'm digging.
You think you'd get a full 5'10 length there, or would you like just be like, just crunch me in?
Yeah. What's the motivation for getting down 6 feet? I mean, what's he going to do? The worst he could possibly do is shoot you.
No, you want to get it down as deep as possible. And you should just be like, ghosts will haunt you if I'm not buried more than 35 feet deep. No, I know what to do.
I would dig a hole so that I'm standing up when he shoots me and be like, I want to be unique. So I'm going to dig a hole that's like, you know, 4 feet wide and straight down. Mm-hmm. And then be like, hey, shoot me standing up.
Why?
At least just so it's different.
I'm going to do something way different. I'll be like, yeah, I'll start digging. Dig just a tunnel and then arch the tunnel under so they can't reach you and then keep digging.
Oh, escape. Yes. Yeah. No, that's a good
Come
idea.
On, smart. Dude. That's smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of our top news stories at this hour. And of course, I think
Danny,
everybody.
Don't you quietly quit on us now.
Yeah.
I'm already shopping.
Stay engaged, Danny. Okay. Of course, everybody here on the panel, I think we would consider ourselves to be romantics, capable of planning great dates, sparing really no cost. Dates.
I think you'd have to ask Liz about that.
But it seems like that there are some millennials and Gen Zs that are saying like, hey, what do we need to be spending all this money on expensive date nights and anniversaries when we could be having a romantic night in the back of a U-Haul?
That's spoken like someone who's never loaded a U-Haul in the hot summer sun.
Well, and also if we're being like real straight.
Yeah.
U-Hauls aren't cheap.
Like, how much are they?
I mean, they're like a few $100 probably for the night.
Gosh, you think so? I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, they're saying that the U-Haul price
I'm looking at the big ones because going to take Rachel to the back of a U-Haul, it's going to be the biggest U-Haul.
Right, yes. Right. So they're not getting like the 27 footers.
I'm only getting
U-Haul pickup truck. You can get it for $19.95 and then go tailgating and load up the back with pillows and your favorite snacks.
Hmm.
Okay, it's a creative date. I have to give them credit.
Mm-hmm. But why just not like borrow a horse trailer from your neighbor?
A horse trailer?
It's the same as a U-Haul. U-Hauls are dirty inside, bro.
Horse trailers. Tyson, how many horse trailers have you been in? They're not, I would rather be in a U-Haul than a horse trailer.
You'd rather pay $39.99 to be in a U-Haul than borrow your neighbor's.
Look at this romantic horse trailer I've pulled up here to this scenic spot. Ignore the smells because it's going to smell. Horse trailers stink.
Yeah, you can go to the drive-in movie and get a bunch of snacks and a blow-up mattress.
No, maybe we should get into the date rental business. Like get some trucks, get some vans, get some horse trailers for Tyson and his peeps.
Yeah. I mean, so do you think that there's a market for this? Like, can we create our own trailers? And they're like
trailers?
Throw them up on Airbnb, but like different. And it's just for trailers and it's by the hour.
Yes, I think you could. Creative date trailers.
Yes. Date and what trailers. Kind of trailers would we make?
Well, it's
we
like can the sex box on Nathan For You where he puts the kids in there while the parents are having sex in the hotel room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
It's modular. So you can have like, you know, for intimacy or for fun or for artistic. These are all like the categories we'll have of trailers.
Yeah.
Creative trailers.
Here's one where somebody got the U-Haul and then I guess like put like a bed in there. And then here's a bunch of snacks. I mean, this is cheaper than staying in a transparent hotel room.
A little aggressive though, if you show up on a first date with a U-Haul with a mattress.
It's not the first date. It's an anniversary, Danny.
Well, okay.
This is way too romantic for a first date.
That's just one example. I'm just saying some guy shows up with his U-Haul and a mattress. It's going to be, that's aggressive. That's coming on too strong.
Did they meet like somewhere like a U-Haul-y type thing? Cause that would make more sense than what's going on here.
I don't think so.
They're both moving across the country, but there was only one truck.
So yeah, exactly.
Cost. And by
a lot
the time
of people got U-Hauls in 2020. California, yeah.
Yeah, they did. U-Hauls used to be the number one thing I saw on the side of the road between me and California.
Mm-hmm.
Just abandoned U-Hauls.
Abandoned?
Not well, meaning like they broke down and someone was somewhere else. The person who had driven it.
The show idea is you go to Storage Wars and you crack open the abandoned U-Hauls on the side of the road between Danny and California.
And you'd find all these dirty mattresses.
and uneaten rotten sushi.
Mm-hmm.
And a bedside lamp that can't even be plugged into anything.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, that you don't need to go around looking for the outdoor furniture anymore. Yeah. You can bring it with you.
No.
The couch comes to you.
Mm-hmm.
Is this really a thing that's going to take off, though?
This is one person who did this. And then they're like, oh, well, one person, that's not a story. But
is this big U-Haul like trying to repurpose some of the fleet?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have we checked to see if U-Haul is sponsoring this?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to ask my wife if she's up for a U-Haul date.
Liz would not be. I can tell you right now, if I pulled up in a U-Haul and I'm just like, get in. Good date.
Yeah. Get in.
You have a truck, Danny. Just do it to your own truck, you know? Just like get all the gross stuff that you have in the back of your truck out. And then
it can never really be all
scrubbed clean. Yeah. No, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But you could then get it as far out as you can and then put protective layers between Liz.
Lots of plastic. So she comes in, it's a bunch of cut in half garbage bags taped against the floor and wall.
Oh my God. Right. Yeah. All right.
She's going to love this.
Well, let us know how date night goes, Danny, when you pull this off.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Of course, that instead of renting a U-Haul, of course, another way to get around is with a Tesla. And of course, you know, there is a special way that you start your Tesla with, you know, they have a cool key, apparently. It's cool. Bluetooth. And so one Tesla owner has decided to have a new way that he won't ever lose his Tesla key. He is going to have the chip implanted into his hand surgically.
I saw this, and he'd open more than just his Tesla with the chip.
Mm-hmm. What else would he open?
Like a door or something. But is there a battery? This is what I wondered. Is there a battery? What is the life of this battery? Will he have to get this removed every now and then and a new battery put in?
Yeah.
Well, what about
how does this work?
When you get a new car.
Well, he gets a new car. There's so many things that make this not worth having you get sliced open in his hand, which is where he put it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Needs to be better.
I don't know if you need a battery, because I feel like with your credit card, it's like you can just like has like the chip on it, right? And I feel like you can just right. like
the,
put
the,
it.
The other end reads it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Also, in terms of getting like, you know, things implanted surgically, you know, is this, this seems like your local like tattoo artist.
Yeah, this guy is not a surgical implanter.
He's wearing gloves, but I feel like that he should be at least wearing, if he was handling food, he would need to wear a hairnet on that beard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the beard net is a discussion I think that needs to be had, because all, you know, the hairnet, but you, the person has a beard, beard hair. Is there, has there been research on how much beard hair falls out during the preparation of a meal?
Some, because some, I feel like has it's
ignored.
To.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But like the, also if you look at that picture, it's courtesy of the guy, Brandon Delilah or whatever. And do we know this really happened? Send us video of you unlocking your car with your hand.
I thought I saw a video of it. I'm pretty sure I saw a video of it in the article I saw.
I think there's something that there is something. So yeah, he tagged Elon Musk here in the tweet. Do you want me to see if I can play this? Okay.
Okay.
All right. Unless you don't care.
No, but if you do follow Brandon Delally, unfollow him, please. Okay, now let's play this.
Okay, all right, here we go. So here is from Brand. He's tweeted at Elon Musk. Finally decided to take my phone key issues into my own hands. Literally, Tesla key chip implant. Okay.
Cool editing.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That is. So there he is at the doctor, sure. I guess. And then he's putting it in the top of his hand.
Ouch.
It's kind of gross.
This music belongs in like a vampire rave scene.
Yeah.
With Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think, Tyson? Have you seen enough?
No, yeah, I'm not impressed. That's
You're
gross.
Inviting unwanted amputations.
All right, here he is opening the car door. Can't do it with that hand. Doesn't work quite as cool as you would think.
It could be a lot cooler if you had made it like a Jedi thing. Like
yeah, it would be like, hand. You know, yeah. I gotta like wipe like the backside of my hand up and down on the door.
Yeah. Or the end of a finger, like he's doing that touch at the top of the Sistine Chapel, you know, like you recreate that every minute, but instead of touching Adam's hand, you're like touching the car.
Yeah.
And his forearms aren't even shredded or anything. So like,
that would add to it, Tyson.
Mm-hmm. You know, just like would have made the video cooler.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. He should have gotten a model with ripped forearms.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So anyways,
she got forearm implants instead of the key. I mean, if he's gonna spend the money, yeah, you could do that.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, you should have done that.
Okay, a lot of reasons not to do this. Almost no reasons why you should do this.
I think he thought that Elon Musk would be friends with him.
Yeah, I thought which just goes to show that people who truly love Elon Musk don't know what Elon Musk wants of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, okay, if I'm going to really go out of my way to get Elon Musk to notice me here.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Elon Musk replied to the tweet.
If he put it in his butt or something, I think he would have gotten a reply.
Yeah, you think in his butt?
That's his humor. Danning the studied him.
That's what I mean, is I think that Elon would appreciate the humor in that. The forearm with that music, no.
Yeah.
That doesn't stand out.
Yeah, like, what about if you had it implanted in somebody else?
And then you have to hold them up.
A person?
Your child, and you have to pick them up and put them against the thing. Yeah. I don't think that would get a response. I really do think that a butt would get a response.
You think a butt is what Elon Musk wants?
Well, I just think that he would respond to it. I don't know if he wants that. I think he wants to put something in your brain, but if you want to get a response for his car, you have to
put something in your butt. Okay.
All right. Well, a couple of weeks ago it was reported that BMW wanted its customers to start paying $18 a month for features like heated seats. Some people thought it would be a deal breaker, but I guess it wasn't enough of a deal breaker that it looks like other automakers like GM and Toyota are going to start to also move towards monthly subscriptions for features. Luxury. Danny, the U-Haul's not sounding so bad now.
I am so upset. We all need to agree as a the human race needs to agree not to participate in this.
Yeah.
The first few people who buy into this make it a thing for all of us. Let's just put our foot down and not get bled by a million charges every month. We're already, everyone's subscribed to like 10 video services. It's just, let's just stop this. Mm-hmm. This is insane. This I'm saying this. I'm putting out a PSA or whatever. No one paid for this crap so that they can just get rid of it. I want to just own my car once I've made all the payments. Mm-hmm. And I don't want any, I don't want to have this subscription thing. This sucks. This is the worst news I've heard in a long time.
Can't we hire a hacker?
I don't know. Then you'll go to court. This is so stupid. I hate this. I hate this so much. I hate this worse than shoveling in a confined space.
And suddenly that's not so bad, huh?
No. I will shovel in a confined space for a certain amount of time to avoid paying the subscription.
Yeah. So in addition to BMW, General Motors, that they are starting to have cars having the option of buying 3 years of OnStar service, which includes voice control and the ability to unlock vehicles from the mobile app. Also, Toyota is considering or has started charging $8 a month to remotely start vehicles on the key fob.
Okay, those aren't as bad as like seat heaters. Mm-hmm. Like to pay a subscription to use your seat heater is that's stupid. But OnStar, I get that. What other one unlocking's in the gray area?
Danny, are there any features you would pay monthly for?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing. My truck has roll down windows from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely,
and that'll help your forearms.
That will. Oh my gosh. My forearms have bulked like never before. Although I did get my kids in the car and they didn't exactly know how to put down the window.
Yeah.
They thought it was kind of fun though.
Yeah.
I bet they did. They roll it up and down a bunch. Like,
whoa,
dude.
What is this? Mm-hmm. But this is so dumb. I hate this.
On a related note, my wife had to speak to my son at school yesterday, and he had to go into the principal's office and talk to her on the phone. And then after they got done with the conversation, he was like, "Mom, I don't know how to hang up the phone." And my wife had to talk him through, like, okay, the phone is attached to a wire. Find where the wire is going to, and then put the phone on the thing that the wire is attached to.
That's my favorite story I've heard so far.
That's really funny. Yeah, it's really good.
Like, I don't know. He's 9. He's like, I don't know how to do this. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that my kids would either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why don't they give us the cars for free?
Okay.
And then charge us a subscription based on
upcharge
what we use in the car and how often. So it's like, okay, the car's free, but every mile is a dollar. Mm-hmm. No. Every mile is 10 cents.
Like a trucker.
Mm-hmm. And every time you flip on the heat seater, it's 10 cents.
No, I don't want that. Tyson, no.
Would you like that, Tyson?
I would.
Yeah.
I don't use the cars because I don't drive very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just feel like I hate all the payments for your phone, payments mm-hmm. for your phone service, payment mm-hmm. for streaming, payments mm-hmm. for all of this stuff.
Danny's over it.
Eventually, you're just going to be hooked up like the Matrix while everyone sucks their, you know, whatever out of you.
Oh, my God.
It's like, mm-hmm. it just never ends.
Sure.
And everyone's like, oh, subscription. I get it. Subscription services are the way to milk people mm-hmm. for eternity and make it really hard for them to get out of it. I can't believe Tyson is totally on board for this.
I'm not totally on board. I'm just trying to figure out how to make it like worth it to the consumer where it's not just like an extra charge. It's like if you're paying, you know, 50, 80 grand, whatever, for a new vehicle, and you should choose all the features you want, and that's already the upcharge right there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So unless they're just giving you a cookie cutter car that's got all the functionality, but they're like, but to use all the functionality, like, remember when like Tesla, like during the floods, they were like, oh yeah, and we unlocked all the Teslas, so now they can drive 700 miles on a charge. Sorry, we didn't know that you could do that before. Mm-hmm. Like that's what they should be doing here, is just be like, okay, here's the car. This is the base fee of the car. Everybody gets the same car though. So all the features are built in. So if at any time you decide you want to use the seat heater, just push the button and we'll charge you $10 a month for that. Yeah.
But
so you're just paying for the car extra features through subscription.
It's like when you go to those hotels, Tyson, and you don't want to pay for the bed to vibrate.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to put a quarter in.
Sometimes you do. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
But Tyson, exactly. I feel like that these are the same exact things that you hate so much on like Southwest and all the things you get mad Delta. At the airlines for doing.
Yeah, no, I do. I hate it all. But that's because they didn't pass any savings along anywhere mm-hmm. to anybody at any time. They're just like, tickets are the same. But now, instead of choosing your seat for free, we're going to charge you.
So if it was like a cheap car, you wouldn't mind this. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, let's say like, okay, you can get the Tesla Model 3. It's only $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
Comes with everything. Built in, but you can't use everything unless you want to. But that way they don't have to do any customizability or anything. Everything just comes with it all. And their hope is that you use the premier functionality of the car, but some people might not.
Mm-hmm.
Danny?
You in the future, you'll own nothing.
I don't want to. I want Google to own the car and I just call it on my phone.
Yeah, but then they have ultimate control. Like when, let's say Google Music Service, which I use, will randomly delete things. Apple will randomly remove videos you may have paid for. It's just like the content can come and go. They don't have to say anything to you. They can decide, oh, we're not doing this anymore. I'm sorry, you didn't read the fine print. Mm-hmm. So this isn't going to be a thing.
You think own DVDs, own CDs, and
I'm just saying, obviously, when convenience trumps ownership, which mm-hmm. for a lot of people, maybe that's everything, mm-hmm. but it just means that you have no power over any of your possessions, which maybe you don't care, and that's fine. It'll work for you. Mm-hmm. But for a lot of people, I think it'll be annoying to have to be like nickeled and dimed for every little creature comfort.
That's why Danny has Crawl on Laserdisc, Tyson.
That is
the
true.
Best format ever to come out.
Mm-hmm. So should we all just start getting helicopters?
Helicopters?
I don't know how that solves the problem, mm-hmm. but if it does, Tyson, then yes.
Yeah, I mean, it solves the problem in that we're all flying helicopters to work instead of driving cars with charges.
Smart.
Yeah, I think in the end, you're just sitting in your, like I always say, your sim suit at home, being mm-hmm. nickel and dime for all your upgrades on your avatar in Meta.
Yeah. And Tyson is not worried about having to pay the subscription fee for heated seats.
No.
Never. I'm in Arizona, bro. I'm never using that shit.
Yeah.
But air conditioned seats, which feel like air hockey tables.
I would pay a premium for that.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. So this is an interesting story. And is this man a genius or a war criminal? Okay.
Disturbing, Rob.
Yes.
That's the way I'd say
Tyson, when you were mm-hmm. at the ball game the other day, did you mm-hmm. happen to see anybody who was coming up with interesting ideas for straws? Because, you know, they do give you paper straws, which I'm not a fan of. So here is one.
I saw this.
Yeah, this man is a Yankee fan, so take it with a grain of salt. Okay.
Yeah. Plaid Yankee hat too.
Here he is, coming up with an interesting idea at the game. So he takes his actual straw,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to poke it through the hot dog that he has. Now he's really manhandling his wiener out here.
Yeah, he sure is. In front of that kid who's sitting in front of him even.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, before we get in any deeper, I did see this. I saw this story.
Yeah?
This is a setup.
You think it's set up?
Yeah. I think this guy's like, you will film you like we're secretly filming you. You make a straw out of a hot dog and let's see how it goes.
See if it goes viral. Okay. Yeah. So you think this guy's in on it? Does this look like the type of man who is in on a thing like that?
Yeah.
But I think we could find people in the history of the world who have turned hot dogs into straws.
Here, well, let's just watch what he does here.
Okay. He has a straw, so what's the reason for turning that into a straw?
The flavor.
Sucking.
Hot dog beer.
So here he is. So he has taken the hot dog, put the hole through it, and then is using it to drink his beer through a straw.
Let's see. Does he finish the beer through it?
I think he's just sipping. Yeah, of course.
You can't.
Cold hot dog.
You can't even get the hole to stay through the hot dog. It seals itself back up like self-healing cutting mats.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like glues back together. He's not even getting any beer out of that thing. This is purely a Broga maneuver. He's in on it. The guy who's filming it is his pal.
Yeah.
And they are trying to go.
Has anybody done an interview with this man? Who is the guy who used
I hope he gets Ken Bone for tricking us.
Oh my gosh. Anyone who drinks fluid with meat is the kind of guy primed for Ken Boning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm with Tyson. Maybe view this with a skeptical eye. But again, he wouldn't be the first person, I'm sure, to drink fluid through a cylindrical meat object.
Yeah. But not a hot dog. You can't poke a hole through a hot dog.
I don't know where you get this
chopstick
idea that hot dogs are self-healing. I mean, I think the hole would stay. Why would the hole close up?
Because the meat is like squishy and spongy in there, dude.
But he pokes through it with the straw.
Cool. He's not pulling the meat out to pull out the hole. He's poking a thing in, like, if you got jabbed with a knife and pulled the knife out of your skin, it's closed back up. That's true. Doesn't like leave the
Tyson, I know you've got a hot dog nearby. Just reach over and grab one and then see if you can jam a hole that allows you to drink fluid.
If anything, maybe a cold frozen hot dog you could, like a chilled hot dog that hasn't been cooked, like pre-cooked.
Oh, interesting. Roast.
Maybe you could do that. But a cooked hot dog that's all spongy and plump and you're just trying to poke a hole through it, nah.
I'm starting to see what Tyson is saying, because this man that he like sticks the straw like maybe halfway through, and then on the other side, he just like picks like he has a like popping a balloon with a pin. At no point does the straw go all the way through the hot dog. If anything, I mean, I guess wouldn't you leave the straw in the hot dog? Is the idea to flavor the beer with hot dog, or do you want hot dog to permeate through every bite of the every sip of the beer?
Yeah, we need to look at the video again, because people in the chat are saying if he's poking with a straw, it will decor the hot dog. But that's the problem is
he doesn't go all the way through.
And he's doing it from either side, which means he'd have to be exactly precise on hitting the middle, which is also not something he does.
Mm-hmm.
And if he has a straw to decor the hot dog, then why is he doing that in the first place? Like, none of this makes sense, and it's a total setup, and he does not decor the hot dog properly enough to get any beer through it. You don't see that beer go down as he tries his sip. Nothing.
Yeah, that's probably
there's no
the
movement
best way
in the level of the beer.
Yeah, gauge his success.
Tyson's on this. Okay. All right, here we go. Here's the guy.
This is full on bullshit, bro.
Whoa.
Yes. All right. So here he is. And that's that it's hard. It's hard on these Instagram videos to go back all the way.
So convenient.
Yeah.
So
I think it'll play again. Okay. Look, here we go. One more time. All right. So I don't know. I feel like he is. He goes halfway through. And again, has he been working on this for a while? But look at that second side. That's really just like a pinprick.
Just a little, not even a little punch.
Mm-hmm.
You can see like a little hole on the top there. Watch the level. Nothing.
What? Okay. Let's criticize his technique because it does stink. But what if he is onto something? Like, can you, by drinking
hot dog beer flavor?
Yeah. Something through a meat filter, somehow introduce a nice mixture of taste.
You could. Like, I don't disagree that that could be a thing, but this guy, full setup. This is not real.
Yeah.
Okay. We might have cracked this case wide open. Sorry.
Call the FBI.
To Pete, who says, this is in the running for the stupidest thing ever discussed on this show. No way. Not even.
Yeah. And Docs in the chat says he could have been working on it for a while. Definitely. Like, you see a guy doing a hot dog straw. Let's start filming here at the halfway point. But the way he's poking the hot dog, I don't think you could get a plastic straw all the way through the length of a hot dog anyways. And the fact that he goes at it from both sides and the fact that he has a perfectly good straw there to drink his beer in, and you're not even supposed to drink beer with a straw, right?
No, like, unless you really want to get wasted. Right. And then,
so yeah, I think all of this, it's full setup.
And then Tyson, how about this? What about the angle from which this is filmed?
It's too perfect. And he's twisted over to the
too
side.
Too perfect. So it seems like somebody's standing in the aisle.
Yeah.
You guys are really dissecting this video.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. But I think we can all agree that it most likely was staged and that he should be banned from the internet.
And from Major League Baseball games.
And the Yankees as well.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. Yeah. So we cracked this case wide open.
You're welcome, world.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
Got it.
All right. Danny, did you hear about this case about the body which was found on the shore?
Are you asking me about this, Robin? Yes, I did. But I have to say, super realistic, actually, in the picture.
Yeah, a lot of people were worried as a body washed up on the shore this past week. And so a dead body has caused some mass panic from the police, as beachgoers thought what they believed was a woman washed up on the shore.
Okay.
It looks realistic.
Yes.
It really does.
This happened at the Bang Sien Beach. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right. In Thailand. And so police were notified. But Tyson, when the police arrived, they found that this was not a real woman at all.
It was marzipan?
They said it was an expensive pleasure doll.
Hyper-realistic silicone.
But it was only $600, which...
In Thailand, though.
Oh, so like 6 million Thai dollars.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Do you think the person who lost that had like a Wilson moment as it floated away?
Yeah. Screaming?
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't swim. How do you lose that? Did it fall off the ship during the party?
Yeah. Or maybe as a hoax you threw it out there. I don't
know. Yeah. Or your mom found it in your room, and, you know, chucked it out the window into the ocean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Police don't know exactly what happened. One theory is that it was dumped in the canal or river to appear on the beach and scare people.
I know. Oh, I know what happened. I know exactly what happened here. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Expensive prank.
Danny, 12th birthday party. On the river at
12-year-old boy sleepover.
It's a sleepover. One boy in his bag brings a hyper-realistic sex doll. Danny's like, we got to burn it. The other kid's like, that's silicone. And he's like, I don't care. Let's throw it in the river. They throw it in the river and this happened.
By the way, I'm not helping to throw it in the river. I'd be like, you have to single-handedly throw that in the river because I'm not touching it.
But it's 72 pounds.
It's huge. Not going to be able to carry that in a backpack. So you're going to have to give it a piggyback ride.
Mm-hmm.
You can easily turn it into a backpack by like tying its hands together over, you know, like over your shoulders and then like legs together.
Was the man that married the sex doll questioned in the murder of this sex doll?
No, he was not. Now this is, this doll did not have a head. I believe the doll that he married did have a head. No word if this model had a head which had been detached, but there was no head on this lifeless body.
Even more disturbing.
Yeah.
It was covered in the pictures I saw. It was covered with like a dress that was over its head.
Yes. Which makes me do think that maybe this was staged because that the no head.
Let's talk to the hot dog straw guy. See if he's in on two hoaxes this week.
Has he been to Thailand recently? Should we be tracking his travels?
Mm-hmm. This guy's all over.
The head must be the most expensive part of the doll.
You think so? I don't know.
Depending on the detail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And robotics.
Yes.
Probably didn't have any robotics.
Yeah. So I don't have a currency conversion. I believe this model had a retail value of 469 pounds. Nice.
That's an expensive prank. Mm-hmm. No prank I ever did as a juvenile cost more than maybe, you know, a gallon of gas in 1995 or 7.
Yeah, roughly over $500 US, Danny.
Expensive. Why? Mm-hmm. That kind of defeats the prank theory of this all.
Yeah.
Because it's just, that's too much for a prank.
Yeah.
Unless you found it in like a dump.
Yeah. And it's not even like that. We could say like, oh, is this big, whatever, other than, you know, a big sex doll trying to flex
attention.
His muscle. Yeah. Like, okay.
But it wouldn't be a good advertisement that people hate your doll so much. They throw it overboard,
let it like wash up on the shore. So I don't know. No likely suspects that we can think of at this moment. Okay. And then a story that a little bit of a Black Mirror-esque, some new technology has made it so a AI-driven chatbot was able to serve at a funeral to allow mourners to be able to do a Q&A with a deceased woman.
Anybody ask her if she threw a sex doll into the water?
It did not come up. Yeah.
I didn't even read this article because I just felt like it was going to be a disappointment how stupid this hologram was.
Yeah.
So the chatbot knows everything about the woman?
It was able to dive into her life, which is interesting because that... You wouldn't think she had a lot of her life online, but I guess her son, who runs the company that creates holographic conversational video experiences, set the whole thing up.
Well, Alexa can be your grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that
to take on the voice of a dead relative. Yeah,
that's right. He's just hoping to sell this technology. And finally, he got an article out to Amazon. Okay, next step, record your grandma, have her be the one who's ordering your refill of Tide Pods, but also make her available for Q&As at any given time.
Yeah.
Which, now, could you imagine for eternity, your consciousness having to be there to answer people's stupid questions?
So this is not exactly what that was. So this was not like where your consciousness gets downloaded from a thing. So what this, again, her son was involved with this. So that he has a company called Storyfile, and they interviewed the grandma using 20 different cameras and recordings. And from that, they built an AI that was able to then answer things using her own words. This wasn't that her consciousness was downloaded.
This
to
is
something.
Why I didn't want to read it, because this is a disappointment. They read prepared questions in order to play videos that were recorded in order. There's nothing cool at all about this except for maybe the medium.
So the person actually has to ask one of the questions that's pre-recorded or else it...
Basically, you are going to die, and as you get interviewed by this like very elaborate like setup that then can answer questions as you in the future.
How convenient. It's not like you could be like, Grandma, during that fishing trip in 2005, did Grandpa really just fall off the boat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, none of those types of questions are going to be answered.
Yeah.
Mine is, if that happened to me and I didn't prepare for it at all, then it would just read my Wikipedia page.
Yeah, we have all these podcasts also.
Yeah, Tyson Apostle is best known for News AF podcast, followed by four appearances on Survivor, in which one he was the $1 million victor, was also on Marriage Boot Camp and
so Tyson, you act like you're your hologram and I'll ask you a question.
Okay.
Okay.
Tyson, what was one of your favorite experiences as a parent?
On Tyson Apostle's Wikipedia page, it states, Tyson enjoyed many experiences.
Yeah, there's like no, it's so dumb. It actually would be, it cheapens a person's life experience to be
Tyson Apostle's net worth is $123,000.
Mm. Yeah, it's... I don't like it and definitely don't want any of this kind of shenanigans.
Tyson is famous for not liking mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, and other sauces.
People are weeping because they want, you know, they're grieving and they want these questions answered. And Tyson's talking about his disgust of liquid dressing and spreads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just not great. It's dumb. This is dumb. It needs to be perfected before you pitch me this headline that says hologram technology answers questions at grandmother's funeral. That's not what happened at all.
Mm-hmm. Tyson's grandmothers are June Cranick and Marva Apostle.
See, this is exactly the kind of interaction you would get from it.
Yeah.
It's like my interaction with Google. Hey, Google, I shouldn't say that out loud, but what's such and such? And it's, I'm sorry, I don't have any answers. So that could also happen on the hologram. I'm sorry, I don't have an answer. Here are some things I found on the web.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah. All right. Danny. Are you ready to take us to your bolt hole again this week? Is this the real Danny or the hologram Danny?
Danny Bryson was born in Provo, Utah.
All right, here we go. Danny Bryson's world famous bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel... You belong.
Yes.
So good.
One story we didn't cover
that
took place a week ago. Maybe it didn't need to be covered, but now we must cover it. And that was the guy who ran over the child-sized mannequin with his Tesla, claiming that Tesla runs over children. Or
who
could.
Did this? The man that unlocked it with his arm?
Probably. Like, so then,
hey Elon, you didn't respond to my first message.
Yeah, how about this? Well, now this brings us to a lot of Tesla fanboys have actually gone out and used their real children to test this theory and have shown that the Tesla actually will stop for things with a soul, apparently. And it's funny because the headline that drew me to this was people are now testing Tesla's full self-driving on real kids.
Oh my God.
Which is like the greatest headline. If you want me to read an article, something like that will always draw me into the article. Cause then you're like, oh really? What's happening here? And I guess a bunch of people got mad because the guy who ran over the mannequin and then made the claim that the Tesla is going to murder children. A bunch of people went out with real children, right? Not Pinocchio's, but like real children, and then had their car drive towards them. Now, the one guy who did this for the CNN business article, at least he was interviewed for it, claims to be a professional driver. But in every case, it stopped for his son. Thank goodness. They had to put out, someone somewhere put out a declaration saying, you shouldn't be testing this on kids, right? But I can appreciate the dedication to your fanboydom, right? If you're willing to go out there and prove some YouTuber wrong by putting your own kid at risk.
It'd be worth it, right?
I think you're more likely to get possibly a retweet from Elon by putting your kid in front of a Tesla than putting a chip in your hand. Just proving that it actually will stop.
And is there butts involved or anything? Because you said that Elon really likes the butts.
Well, I mean, the Tesla can actually discern between a fake mannequin butt and a real human flesh butt.
Okay.
So
that's important.
That is an important. It's like one of the very first things
we could have had the Tesla. Yeah, we could have had the Tesla tell us that the dead body on the Thai beach wasn't actually human.
That's right. Because
it would have run it right over, right?
Yeah. Just mowed through
it. Yeah, that's the thing. It will run over a sex doll, right?
Actually, Danny, is that a feature you have to pay extra for on the Tesla to have the human detection? Yeah.
Yeah, the subscription is the anti-sex doll collision.
Yeah.
Subscription is $5.99 a month.
That's if you don't want to run over. That's if you don't want to run over sex dolls.
And you can pay extra if you want the car to speed up. Mm-hmm. And a small shield to come out up front to protect the car when you ran the sex doll.
And it's even extra to have the car stop and slow down and pick it up for you.
Yes, to open the door.
And sterilize it.
Yes.
Spray it with some alcohol and then bring it into the car. That one is $10.99.
I'm going to need to see the full Tesla menu to actually be able to make my decision on this.
So if you were wondering, and I'm sure that I'm sure some Teslas will not know the difference, but a lot of people were willing to put their kids, you know, out there and put their kids' lives at risk to prove that the Tesla can detect.
They're so confident.
Living, breathing Tesla.
Yes.
So, but they themselves wouldn't, just they would have kids.
Maybe there's enough evidence to prove they would stop for a grown adult. And they're just like, well, we don't know about kids. So how do we'll they test it. That? That's one of those many things with self-driving cars that is interesting to think about. Like, how do you actually test to make sure? Do you just get people like this who want to prove it works? I think
you just ask the Tesla to promise you that it will stop for kids.
Yeah.
We promise that it actually does work.
No, you have to be like, yo, Tesla Model 3, do you stop for kids? I have not been programmed. Will you promise to stop for kids? Yes, I promise.
If you pay $5.99 for anti-kid collision.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just like that headline. The headline sucked me in, and I'd already seen the story about the guy running over mannequins.
So Danny, do you believe now that the Tesla won't run over kids?
I believe it will avoid running over most kids.
Would you like to see it for yourself, though, just to be sure? And would you put your own kids out there?
I would not put my own kid in front of a Tesla.
Yes.
I don't drive one, so maybe I haven't built up that trust with my car. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I think my kids would volunteer to go in front of the car to see the feature happen. My boys would, for sure. Mm-hmm. That's how boys operate.
Yeah.
It'd be cool.
Yeah.
So, cool. Yeah, there you go.
All right. Danny, anything else going on this week?
I got to go finish. I dug the
pit, the hole,
poured the concrete. Now I got to build the walls. So I'll be back under that deck tomorrow.
What are the walls for? To go around the outside of the deck? So that stuff doesn't get under it?
No, it's a little generator thing. I'm going to put a generator in there. And then I'm trying to shield the sound so it's not obscenely loud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't want to disturb people's moment in nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's very courteous of you, Danny.
With the modern conveniences of electricity and gas powered generator.
Mm-hmm. They want power, but they don't, and they want energy, but they don't want to hear the sound or see the thing that makes that possible.
Yeah. Well, that's the duality of man, Danny.
Right?
Yeah.
We want the Tesla, but we also want a Tesla that doesn't run over kids.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
we want to have it all.
Have everything.
Okay.
It's just like counterintuitive to your first desire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tyson, of course, you know, we watched you this past week also involved with automobiles. Was that scary for you on the challenge to be driving around in the cars with all these blindfolded drivers?
Not too bad, because the cars were only programmed to be in first gear.
Mm-hmm.
And so
they couldn't go that fast.
Yeah, they couldn't go that fast. Plus, they're super old. And
they weren't Teslas.
They weren't Teslas, so their acceleration was not that great. And I could see, so I could brace for any type of collusion. So for me, I was not concerned. Like, a lot of people ask me about that. They're like, what about whiplash and like getting jarred, and were people sore after that and stuff? I was like, I don't think anybody was, because they moved so slow and we were all tethered. And I did loosen my belt and my helmet so that I could see behind me.
Yeah.
So they put the belt on, snugged it up. The safety guy came over, gave it the thumbs up. Then when they left, I loosened it.
Yeah. Danny, did you see this yet?
No.
Oh, it was like something that you would have done at a sleepover. They had people driving cars blindfolded.
Demolition Derby blindfolded with you as the navigator, one as the driver.
Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Okay. And that was wild stuff, Tyson.
Yeah, it sure is. Mm-hmm. I mean, looks wilder on TV than it actually was in person.
Was it challenging?
No, that's the thing, is I'm like, I don't think I'm good for the challenge, because none of it's challenging to me. Like, people are like, I'm getting over my fears of swimming a few hundred yards. It's like, I used to swim like 20,000 yards a day for practice.
Mm-hmm. No one should get over the fear of driving blindfolded, though. Like,
I was the navigator.
So are you over your fear of being in the passenger seat with a blindfolded driver?
I wasn't afraid at all. So like all of that, like people are like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I conquered my fear of sitting in a harness and answering trivia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that I'm easy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know if I'm perfect for the show. I'm definitely built to win a thing like this, but I don't think I bring like the John Everyman I'm horrified of the world outside, and I'm doing, like,
look at you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Danny, you would be the same on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the swimming.
So. Yeah. The swimming. I'd still do it if they gave me like floaties.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, we're in life jackets
and helmets for everything. That's the other thing. It's like, you guys have to do a spelling bee. So put this helmet on.
Yeah. And they have plenty of rope, Danny.
Yeah.
So you don't have to even bring your own.
So I don't even have to bring my own.
Yes. Yes.
I got so much rope.
That's good. Tyson, and they don't ever make you dig holes, right? Don't spoil anything.
Yeah, not yet. We haven't had to dig any holes.
So Danny would be fine on that front.
I don't mind digging holes, right? Mm-hmm. But digging holes in a confined space, that's torture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No.
That would be a challenge, actually. That would actually be a great challenge with in rocky soil, too. Not that delicious clay.
No, but that's the thing is that you can't do something like that because the majority of the contestants wouldn't be able to do it. So what you have to do is they're trying to choose challenges that the bulk of the cast or all the cast can do. But if you're doing that, then anybody who's good at most stuff is going to have a cakewalk through most of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, swimming. So there's 30 random people we've chosen to do swimming. And what do you think some of the worst people will be at swimming? It's like never swam in their life. They're like, okay, so we got to build this swimming challenge in a way that people who have never swam in their life can still finish. Mm-hmm. So that's like the process behind all of it. And so it makes it very simple for people who have lived a life.
Okay.
Rob, what have you been watching?
What have I been watching?
And reporting about?
So the usual, all of the reality TV shows. I watched a movie on Netflix this past week called Day Shift.
Oh, I saw
you. You're a vampire guy, Danny?
Danny loves vampires, dude.
Yes.
You know what? Yeah, anything fantasy, Danny is just like all in.
I guess Tyson speaks for me. Rob, in the future, can you just address all questions to Tyson?
Yes, he's like your hologram, the Danny Bryson hologram.
Yes. I mean, he was so fast about being like, yeah, I've seen Day Shift a couple times. That like you have to assume that he's all in on fantasy.
Danny, will you ever go back and finish watching Game of Thrones?
Probably. Like I said,
Game of Thrones.
No, I'm done with Game of Thrones. I don't have, that's just like, you know how things come and you're like interested. And then once it fades, there's so much content that is buried under an avalanche of other things I need to watch. Like Day Shift, I guess, according to Tyson, my favorite show ever. By the way, it's Netflix.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but after I watched, which I didn't even watch Day Shift to the end. I watched 3/4 of it.
Good.
Netflix movies have a very specific look.
Okay.
I feel like colors, maybe like the tone, the color tone of the film.
Okay.
The blues, the warm colors. Mm-hmm. I just feel like if you were to show me like a blind, like the blind taste test version of watching something, I could pick out most Netflix movies.
Do you prefer that to Game of Thrones where it's very dark and it's drab
I'd prefer the dark and drab and, you know, the big creative sets, but
you'd love the Challenge USA then.
Oh yeah. Well, once I heard that you got
surprisingly dark, right, Rob? Like the film stuff. I mean, I don't
Especially,
not the content, just the, like the way it's filmed. It's just like
Game of Thrones.
What?
Yeah.
Very Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones-esque. Yeah. Yes.
Very Game of Thrones-esque. Exactly.
Yes.
Just looks like they put like a extra nighttime filter on every single shot.
Mm-hmm. And everybody wears all black.
Yeah, it's a creative choice. That's how I feel it is with Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one where it reminds me of the night surfing scenes in that movie.
Oh, they shoot
from
the broad daylight.
Yeah.
But they use the filter. Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what.
What movie is that? Seen.
Kroll. They do it in Kroll, but they do it in lots of movies where they just put in a hard filter. To give you the sense.
What's the surfing one where they wear the presidents of the United States?
Yeah.
Point Break.
Yeah.
Yeah. The original Point Break. There's one where they go out and it's supposed to be the middle of the night, but it's like broad daylight.
And everybody knows it.
And everybody knows it. Yeah.
But it doesn't destroy the movie for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Come on. Don't take it too seriously. All right. Tyson, what's coming up for you this week?
Let me think. Weekend.
Come on. Let's think. Pickleball, pitches, everything that starts with a P.
For sure we're playing some pickleball.
For sure.
Rachel's taking her mom on a girls trip for a night or two.
Whoa.
And so I'll be a man of the house. Finally.
Parenting, also a P word.
Parenting. And other than that, just, yeah, getting ready for going to Utah over Memorial or Labor Day, whichever one it is in September.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And then San Francisco after that. Just, yeah. You know, Tyson doing stuff.
Touring the
podcast.
Country.
I got the podcast on the Challenge USA only on CBS tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
The podcast isn't on CBS. The mm-hmm. TV show is.
Yes.
The podcast is on The Ringer.
Yes. All right. Well, great stuff once again. And it's always great to talk to the genuine article and not the hologram. Mm-hmm.
So much better.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson Apostle, born in 1979.
Yep. And then, of course, check out everything else we're doing over on Rob Has a Podcast. We'll be back with more News AF next week. One more News AF in August, if you can believe it.
Oh, the last one in August. Always one of our best.
One of our best, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for watching. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.